Like, do you feel,
Okay, what kind of audience, right?
Yeah. But like, because I was talking to Muna and she was saying that she believed that the Malay audience would have probably gotten something different from the non-Malay audience. So maybe you can go into that as well, because that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not to make such a fine point out of it, because obviously we have shared experiences as Singaporeans, but I also do think that, as I mentioned just now, because certain things are still quite culturally embedded. So superstitions, for example, beliefs in all these hantus or whatever. You know, and obviously as a Chinese person, maybe your belief in the supernatural would be something more, Hungry Ghost Festival, or, you know, Taoist folk beliefs, etc. But then the Malays would have a different pantheon of spirits and ghosts. So obviously there will be those kinds of differences. So I had no expectations of who might come, but it was very interesting to me to see that we had a predominantly Malay audience, you know, which I think was interesting only because Ekam Matra has been doing a lot of plays that were sort of a mix within English and Malay, and then we would get maybe quite a mix in terms of the composition audience, maybe 60% Malay audience and then 40%, you know, normally audience, which is healthy also. But I also thought, hey, this is very interesting, because on some nights I would say 80 to 90%, you know, Malay members in the audience. And I wondered, is it because the publicity, the marketing itself, the name was sort of very familiar to Malay audiences, that they felt, oh, wow, it's our slang. And then as Malay people, we also know that it's you know, the non-literal meaning behind the title. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is you have the actresses' images on the poster, and they're all wearing a hijab, for example, you know. And I think maybe some Malay audiences felt, oh, there's a certain sort of validation in this, that they recognize themselves in, you know, in the poster. A lot of them are hijab wearing women also. So suddenly the idea of a play or art doesn't seem so remote anymore, you know, as long as you're able to identify people who you thought represented who you were. It's very different from, say, a play where, and sometimes a lot of these Malay plays are a bit old fashioned, you know, so the poster will have like someone whose face is painted half black, half white, that kind, or someone, you know, in an abstract, and then someone whose face is painted all white, then like got numbers as if it's a clock. So there's this like absurdist surrealist strains in Malay that I can imagine, like, the lay person kind of audience looking at that like, oh, what is this? So I think because the title was kind of slang, and then you see all this, and they are all like in very contemporary hijab fashion, you know, people, it looks like a cover of a Manja magazine, kan?
Right? So whatever influenced you now came out on poster.
Yeah, you know, so a lot of pop culture stuff and all that.
Okay.